Okay. Siman Kuflintes, Sif Dalit. Again, a lot of these items are not so common nowadays. We live in a little bit of a different world than we do. But we'll go straight over here. Chemis Ukfisha. So what are those? Shehemine Noder Shel Or. They're flasks made out of leather. Shetiknon V'Osalahan Beis Moshe. You made for them a way that they can sit unsupported. Not Lemehen. So then, once that's done, you can use them to wash. Avosak V'Kupo. Shiskinon L'Shevitz B'Lo Simicha. So not made out of leather. Not made to hold liquid. They're made out of a cloth or a box made out of wood, which is not made to hold liquid in general. So skin on the shabbos below smicha, and you set them. You created some type of a way that they can be seated. And then you took pitch and you painted them so they became waterproof. So they can hold liquid. Ain't light the mayhem. You can't use them for natila the adaim. The fishanim osuim the kabba mashkin. They weren't made to hold liquid. So they still consider this not a kli which is made for this purpose. Wood in the kavoyim shall the vodim. If a person would take a hat made out of felt, it could hold water for a short period of time. Pierce bag of kosha filter balaz. A fila kashem koshim kokashim a kabba mayim. They're hard enough that they can hold water. They're not made to hold water. And therefore, you cannot wash on them. The same way when a person's traveling, a person didn't have any keli with him, he would use this to draw some water from the river to drink from, so you could wash from it also under those circumstances. Because under the circumstances, it is made to hold water. Okay, shabur up, sivkat yudches. She tiknan also. So you took these notice these leather flasks and you made them. Made them that they can stand without support. So she tiknan b'mash also. The tikkun was that they're able to have this support, this seat. To hold them stable. Big shot, Taz. Taz says, I don't understand. We said.
Seat.
Yeah.
S-E-A-T.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean?
Big shot, Taz. Aloha, notice or assume the kabbal mashkin. I don't understand, he says. They're made to hold liquid, and this is how they function. We said before that a kli, which is made to function like this, the fact that it needs support to be able to stand is not a problem. So, b'damer l'kli shetchilas tikkun akach shebesifhei. Well, lo matzar tikkun. So, why do we need like we'll see in the next sif? So, why do we? It's only kosher if you make some way they can seat themselves and stay stable without any support. V'tiris deno kosher beis kibul shalahen b'loy tikkun marishab shekashen behem mayim en behem chalal be'el munach zel zeh. As opposed to the kli and sifhei, which the hollow inside maintains itself, over here because it's leather, it will collapse upon itself. So therefore, it's only considered a kli if you find some way that it can stand and it can maintain its stability even without any support. That gives it a chashibus, and then you can use it to wash it. Okay. But taking a box or taking a cloth, even if you would smear it with something which would make it waterproof, you can't use it because it's not made for this purpose. Or you would take a cap. Even if it's made out of leather, you have a kapalush, you have a cap. made out of leather, it can really hold something, but it's not made for holding liquid. So you can't use it for that purpose. You can't wash a mitz. But in the case of ayin chak, it's mutter. In a case where they can are made, they're thick enough and strong enough, they actually can hold a liquid. So since the same way you would use it when you're traveling to draw some water from a river to drink, so similarly you can under those circumstances, it is made for holding mashkin. So you can hu it, and you could also use the washer under those circumstances.
So forgive me, but for instance, like you said, a felt hat, which will hold water for a certain amount of time. Are you saying that because it will hold it for a certain amount of time, you could use it for washing, or no?
They're saying in a case where your person is traveling, where a person might in those days actually use it to draw water because he has no other keli.
Right.
So similarly, under those circumstances, you can wash with it. Because under those circumstances, it is considered
a kli.
So, but whereas back home, that wouldn't necessarily be true. We're not being considered, it's made for that purpose, so you can't use it.
So it's sort of b'shasa d'chak.
Well, it's more than the Shasat Chak. The Shasat Chak parallels the reality of when it becomes a kli, because that's when it actually becomes a kli. The point is something which is made to hold mashkin can be used to hold mashkin for the purpose of washing. So these things actually are made to hold mashkin under those circumstances, because people will use it to drink. He also knows you can never use it. Because of Chayodim, the Shasat Chak Godol, Kikarim Baderech Ve'elon Kli Acher Mizeh, Yitul will be ubli bracha. If you have no other keli available, you can wash with it, but you don't make a bracha. And because of those yichul yada b'mapa, preferably he should cover his hand at that point in time with a cloth or a glove. Abba Shlomo Shasachak Godol Yesh LaHakmer. The Gamar B'Derachim is Manenu Ein Shosin Me'ela, because nowadays we don't use it to drink from, and therefore it's only in the case of Shasat Chakadol, Kechaz B'Megadim, the law Yivorach HaMatilis. So nowadays you can't argue that they're considered a kli because people use it, because people don't use it to hold the liquids. So therefore, it's only usable in a case that you have no other mamish, no other option. Okay, Sifhe. Kli Shetchilas Tikuno Kach. You made a kli, which the way you use the kli is that with a support. That's how it's made. So if that's how it's made, and you make a support for it, so chashiv sharp kli, it's considered a kli. That's how it functions. The fikach kli shehu molin akavim mitachdov upiv tsar lamala. So it has interesting, you have a kli, which has a small opening on top and a lot of holes on the bottom, but they're very small holes. And you put water in, and you put your finger on top, and none of the water comes out on the bottom, because the water will only go out on the bottom, because air will come in to replace it, which, since your finger's on top, air won't come in that way. The holes are small enough that the air won't come in that way either. When you take your finger off, it'll drip out in the bottom, and it's like a nice, make a nice spray, whatever it is. So that was the cleaver that they came up with. When you take your finger off, the water will come out. So it means the cleaver doesn't really hold anything, because it has holes at the bottom. But kimish asur the kabbalah binyan zeh b'zeh ikrit hashmisho nikrikli. This is how it functions. This is how this item actually can hold water through this process. It didn't happen to be that happened to occur. But this is how it's supposed to function. Okay. So that's considered a kli because it can hold water that way, and therefore you could wash from it. It has a spigot on the bottom. It's made that's how you're going to hold the liquid in it. So it has a hole in the bottom, but it has something there in the hole which is preventing the liquid from coming out. So it's not considered it's not made for Kabbalah. This is how this kli is makabel, by having a hole on the bottom with something in it. Okay. Sagt Mishibur Chabez. The way you use this kli, and you picture like, I don't know, the old snow cones, you know, they come to a point and you had a certain holder which would hold it. And so you can't use it without the support. It's going to fall over. But that's how it's made to use. Okay, those, my man of paper and the one-time usage, I'm saying, but so such a type of a kli. So he says, if that's true, that it comes out that without the support, it's going to fall over to the side and part all the liquid. But that doesn't bother us, because that's how it's made to be used. So the Shulchan Aruch then derives from that this interesting kli, which has a hole on top, one hole on top, which you can cover with your finger, and then keep liquid inside there. That's also considered a kli which can hold liquid the way you use it. More than the kovim. There's no difference between large holes and small holes on the bottom. The hole be'eshen menicha etzba lov enam ayim yotzim. Okay, so that's what the Shulchan Aruch seems to present such an idea. There doesn't make a difference the size of the hole in the bottom. So I told you that the holes were small, because Mishnah Berurah will get to that, that the Rambam says in the case is specifically the holes were small. But the Shulchan Aruch does not mention that condition. And therefore, the Fiza who had been believer Shalonu, I don't know exactly what this thing looks like, but there's some context. It sounds like it was such an idea. It didn't have many holes. It had one hole in the bottom. But the way you keep it is like a pipe. If you put your finger on top of the tube, nothing comes out of the bottom. Okay, so that's fine. Al milosh and a Rambam, which is quoted by the Taz, Masha Dakish and the Kovim, Mishimahem Yotzim, Amaim, Haim Dakim, Oid, it's only if the holes are small. The Afkish, Mesor, Etzbe, and Yotzim, Amaim, Machim, Zer, Rak, Ma'at, Ma'at, Be'ichar, Gadol. It still takes time for the water to run out afterwards. Avashakom, Haim, Gadolim, also the Koshkin, Believer, Shalom, the also Ayim, Be'er, Lach. So, this, using this type of a tube thing, which you put your finger on top, would not be acceptable. Okay.
What?
Okay. Now, so how are you going to wash with this kli? So you know the case of the Kardarama, it has a hole on top, spreads out. There's a lot of little holes on the bottom, and you pour the water in, and before it runs out, you put your finger on top, and all the water stays in. So okay, now great. So now where are you going to wash from? The little hole on top, right? We'll see later on that it's not. It has to come out enough that it can pour out properly. So what are you going to do? How are you going to wash them? So
it sounds like what you're describing almost sounds like a shower head.
Right. Correct. So what do you do? The hino shemeser etzva v'mayim yotzim milamata. So what are you going to do? You take off your finger on top and the water will come out in the bottom. Okay. Kosu akronim de'ein litul yodam me'aklish akorin giskin. Okay. Derech hadad. So it's a pitcher, water pitcher, and it has like a raised, one side has like a raised point where you pour out of, which is higher than the rest of the kli. You have some of your, like you have a container, so it's round, and the top, it has one part is higher, so you're pouring it sideways, it goes through there, but it can't hold anything at that point. This is the only problem when the spout, the place that it comes to the point, is higher than the rest of the kli. The kli can only hold liquid up to the rim, and the point which is raised higher, there's no, can't hold liquid there. It's not considered a kli anymore. So that would be the problem. So if you would be pouring out of such a type of a container, you pour out the side you pour from the other side, that's not a problem. But you want to pour out the point where the spout, which is raised, from that point you're pouring from a kli into a non-kli onto your hands. You're pouring from a non-kli. should have brought in different like types of containers over here, at least pictures. Amidat shavu l'svasakli, mutar litogam keminada. So if it's not raised, it just happens to be one side. It's all the same height. One side, it happens to like extend out more in one direction, so you can pour better that way. That's the type of pitcher that you have. That's fine. V'madad nomuch misasakli, and if that point is actually lower, so now what happens is the opposite. The rest of the rim is too high, because it can't hold water above that spot. You put raise any water above that spot, it'll run out. So you can't pour it anywhere other than that side. Now, that is Kasu Akhrenim. Doesn't say who that is. But V'yesh Mekilim is that simple or Mekil in this last case. Fine. It's sort of like just it's around and it rounds out. It's like a Abu Madad who kisheferis shakaran shnoitz. Avshu barlet lemalim isasakli. Mashma garam the butter little after chadad. Yeshar shem derech chadad. Exactly what this looks like, I have no idea. Okay. And he says that seems to be a better process. Well, the way they shape it, that situation should be better. The Magen Rama says, and some say, no, even that case situation is not good. I'm not sure what exactly it looks like, so I can't help you. Kishayesh Mubarazah had a Masha Karin Sapin. It has like a spigot on the bottom. Mashakaran Hanfis, Shiesh Lo Yosin Milamata. It's a Hanfis is a hand flask. It has I'm picturing some of the Maimach Kredim that they give out in the shuls a little. It has a container and there's a little point, a little needle in the bottom. When you press it up, the water comes out.
I think I know what you're talking about. It's like a little urn, so to speak. That as you say, when you push up the thing, it lets just a tiny little bit of water out.
So you push the pin up, and right where the pin is sitting right now, it blocks any water from coming out. When you push the pin up, so that opens up the area and water comes out. Now, we're going to have to, when it says later on, there's a requirement, besides the requirement of a clean, there's a requirement of Koyach Gavra. And Koyach Gavra would require you that each time you pour out water, you have to do this action of opening up the water source. We'll talk about that more later on.
Why is it necessary to Koyach Gavra?
We'll get to that later on. That's the next discussion. It's not right. We're dealing with the Lachas of a clean. It just says, I'm pointing out that there is another requirement besides. We'll get to that more later on. Vaymogen Rama Kamen Simon Scoop Sama Beis. Shadotim Mehanvis. Tarklito Revias from Vasachos Aliyah. You have to make sure the Revias comes out at one time. Okay. Now, in this scenario, the luck is in general you can wash less than Revias, as long as eventually you're matar your hands a second time. He says the problem over here is so. When you touch the barza, let's say you're washing your right hand, if you have less than a V, it's the water in your hand is tamei. When you touch that the needle to push it up again, your hand, which has water tamei on it, goes on to the pin. Now your other hand touches it, your other hand becomes tamei. And the luck is that the second mime is only matire the water which is tummy on the hand from in itself, not from other water which is tummy. So that's the problem the Magen Rama has over there.
I'm not sure I understood what you just said.
You know what? We will talk about it more later on, so it's not worth trying to explain it now. Okay. So now, if you have a barzel lamata, ratzolay ma'afa shalal, even if it's all the way on the bottom of the barrel, filo achilo yispalta metal shem kli, ayin enekaza. So you have almost have a hole on the bottom of your barrel. So it's a barrel with a hole, but mutalit, and then they would, you know, and then they would put this, they would stuff in this spigot. Mutalitul debein derech barzel bein lamala derech pichav. It's not about the shem kli, because this is how it holds things. This is how it's made to hold. Even if you made the kli l'chatchila with a hole, even if you did not do that, but later on you put a hole in, you want to add a barza, but you put a hole in, fix it up to put the barza in, you put the barza in, you put the spigot in. It's also good. Because now you're making a new kli, which can hold through the barza. The spigot, which has a control, prevents anything from flowing out of the hole. It has to be that it doesn't drip out around the edges of the barza. If it will drip out around the barza, even if it's just a little drops. It's not better than if there's no barza. Like we said before, klicheris, you're mevatel it. If there's a hole which is large enough that mashka can drip out of it, it's multiple mashem kli. So you can't wash them anywhere in the kli. Okay? That's only by klicheris that does it create a bittel. If it's other types of kale, if you put the bars on the side and below, there's revius, that's not a problem. Fiza b'hanva shalonu, shabarza b'shule ha'klim in lamata. The ones that we have, which you have this pin on the bottom, imenem ha'dekas matate v'ma'im d'rachshom, if it's not tight and water drips out, nispat l'mi lois kliat shisakta v'otsu l'tum imenem. So you can't wash on that. Okay. Vav.
Wah.
Sorry?
What?
Again, if you picture there, you would have like a container and there's a hole in the bottom with a pin in it, which has a big head and has a thin body. So when the pin is hanging down, the thick head blocks the hole. When you push the pin up from the bottom, the thick head moves up into the water, and now water will move around it and come out of the hole. Like, you can picture that?
Yeah.
Okay. So that was. He says that this kli can hold water by having the pin in the right place. It can hold the water, but if there's water going to be dripping around the hole, it's not a tight fit. So this kli can't hold water. So the fact that there's a revius inside is not going to help you, because it loses the shape kli because it can't hold the water. That's what he said. Okay. You can't pour water onto somebody else's hands with holding it in your hands. You have to use a kli. So I'm going to cut my hands, pull out water, and pour it onto your hand. So that doesn't work. I wash one hand from a kli, and then I pour that water on my hand onto the other hand. Rabbeinu Tam Matib is there. Rabbeinu Tam says that scenario actually is mutter. The second scenario, kibush tchilas tchila lo yado achas hoyisim in a kli, came onto your first hand from a kli, and then you sent the water to the second kli. It's all considered that's coming from the first kli, and that's efficient according to Rabbeinu Tam. Ushoyisu yado rishena
tahara to the second hand, not the second kli.
Second hand, correct. I'm sorry. Thank you. Ushoyisu yado rishena tahara. But this only works if the first hand, the water on the hand is tor. So there had to be a full revius going on the first hand, then you could throw it onto the second hand. I guess if they didn't have an option, they would rely on that opinion, but in general, you should be makmer. I have to tell you what it says, I've never seen anybody do it. So the minig, I don't know if you've seen this minig or not. You ever see this minig?
I'm sorry. I spaced out. I'm sorry.
Okay. You've probably never seen this minute.
Assuming you have a clear.
What?
You have a clear if you're able.
Right.
Like, why would you be so stuck that you need?
I don't know. Came shura chafnov afilo hoyi yodav taris. So Reuven washes his hands already. His hands are tore. He grabs more water and pours it onto Shimon's hands. No, it doesn't help. V'shavas mimenu. Similarly, if you poured water onto one hand from a kli, and then he took that water, which is on his first hand, and poured it onto the second hand. You finish washing the first hand, the hand is finished, and then you take the water which is left in your hand, and you pour it onto the other hand. It didn't come from the kli. However, if a person would hold his two hands, one above the other, and another person would pour from a kli onto his hand, even though the water is going onto the first hand and then to the second hand, that's fine. That's not taking water from one hand and throwing it onto the other hand. That's pouring water on the kli onto both hands. That's not what we're talking about over here. We're talking about over here that he washed the first hand, and now there's water sitting on his hand. He takes that, and then he pours that from the first hand onto the second hand. Who shall you saw? The first one is Tahara. It had a revius. Before the Kaman Sim comes on base, the Maimer Shadam Shirachmal Yodah Lashem Natila. Hey, Matzim, not need to be the Giyasim Biyodah. If you pour less than revius on your hands, the water becomes tumah. So it only becomes tor when you pour a second time onto the hand. So this water sitting on his first hand is tamedika water. How can we matar the second hand? But if you pour a revius onto your hand, you can im yishprach miyada achas or yada shnei lo yitzeroisa. Keeping the mayim out some tamayim, it's not going to help. Because the yada rishonu tahara, it was tahara because if you pour a revius b'bas achas, that makes the first that water does not become tamed. So now the water sitting there is not tummy water, and then you want to pour it from there onto the second hand. The Ben Thomas says, fine. Shows a little
mind, Mr. Shavakhala. You're forgiving me. This doesn't make any sense to me. You yourself said that if you have less, let's you have just a revius, and you hold hands one like this, right? So the water comes down and hits my first hand, then it drips my first hand, which presumably made the water tummy. Now the tummy water is going to hit my second hand, and how does that help?
Marshall, so it's a good question. Again, that's exactly the point of the Mishnah Berurah said the previous. This problem is not that. It's only a problem if you're putting water into hand A, you finish washing hand A, and then you pour from hand A to hand B. If you put both hands together, it's not called the hand is going from one to the other. It's called you're washing both hands as one unit. So,
but you're not.
Let me ask you another question. Yeah. When the water hits my first finger, it became tummy. So how does it help for the second finger?
Yeah, that, exactly.
No, forget about it. I want one hand. So why is that a problem? That's because that's called washing the hand. That's all one unit.
All right, but one hand is not the same.
So the other answer is when you wash both hands, because Allah says it's one unit. That's the answer. That's why it says in a case where they're both together, it's not a problem. But if you finish washing one hand and the water is tummy, and then you pour it from there onto the second, that's not one unit. It's two different natilas. That's when the problem is. Close when you're in the middle of the natila, it's not a problem. Okay.
I'm clearly not that bright because I don't get it.
I'm discussing your intelligence, not intelligence. We're saying that's the shot. Okay.
I mean, does it make sense to you? I mean, I've
learned this enough times that the rule is any concept which is brand new can sound strange to you, and you've heard it 1,000 times. It doesn't sound strange anymore. I've probably heard this 1,000 times. It doesn't sound strange.
It's not a question of strange. It's a question of does it make logical sense. I mean,
yes. Chazal came along and said...
Matter of fact, there's a
man on the Mishnah. He said you could put 5 people's hands one under the other. He doesn't have to use after one. Reuben's hands, then Shimon's hands, and Levi's hands, and you pour one hand pouring, and it's fine. Because it's all one act of the tila. As long as it's in the middle of the act of the tila, the water doesn't become tummy. So it's the same way, it's not a problem with my thumb to my first finger, to my second finger, my third finger, to my fourth finger. So this is one unit, it's one act of the teal.
Yeah, but I mean, with the fingers, it's all part of one hand. That makes sense.
Good, Chazal can make up the lachas however they want. They said that when you do one act of the teal, it's not a problem. That's what they said.
It's bas achas is the key.
Right.
That's my difference if it's separate fingers or separate hands. It's bas achas.
Right.
So it's one action.
One action.
One action.
Yeah.
tahara. Because of Karnim, the Al-Kaponim, like Hitler ben Atam, Ela, Rak, Lishbach, Miyad, Zula, Chaverta. Okay, so you can pour from one to the other because you need a Maisa of Natil on the second hand. However, Avol, Loyla, Shav, Shefer, Liga, you can't rub them together and transfer the water from the first hand to the second hand through that. Because the second hand right now is Tomei. It hasn't become Tor yet. So when you take your first hand and you touch the second hand, so the water of the first hand becomes Tomei, so how can that water be Matar the second hand?
So then what's the point of Shif Shuf at all?
It's after you wash both hands. This is the case you haven't washed the second hand yet. Right? The Ben Thomas condition was you wash the first hand, now you have water sitting here on your palm, you throw the water onto the second hand. So that water is doing an act of the teal in the second hand. That's fine. The Ben Thomas said, oh, I have a great idea. Why don't you throw it? Just touch. That's not a good idea. Then you mess it with that. Because right now, you haven't done an atil on the second hand. You're just touching. So touching makes the water tome.
So in other words, hold on. You're saying, if you look at my hands for a second, if we do this, this is fine. And what if I do something like this so that the water falls out of this hand onto this hand, if they're above each
also
other?
Also fine.
That's also fine.
Right. What he did was he washed this. And then he took this and went and threw it to the other hand. That's the case we're talking about. He's throwing it from one hand to the next.
And yet you just said a few minutes ago, but we had to have Koch Gavra. So why would that not be Koch Gavra?
The problem is not Koch Gavra. The problem is, the issue here is whether there's a Kli. It's definitely Koch Gavra. The question, where is it a Kli or not? That, so the Shulchan Aruch says, the Rebbe Thompson, this is called a Kli, because it came onto the first hand from a Kli. And then you're continuing and throwing it onto the second hand. But he's saying now a different point, but you can't touch them together before you throw it onto the second hand. The second first hand will become tome, touching the second hand. So you make things worse. Okay. Now even this Rebbe Tam is only if you pour the revis about zachas. So even if your hand, the first hand was tome to start with, it became tor. The water doesn't come to me when you pour revias. The revias of Asachas are suah kimikvah mataris. Chazal gave the same kayach as a mikvah, which doesn't become tame by touching. You take a person's tummy, stick him into the mikvah. The mikvah is still tor. It's this tame guy in the mikvah, touching the water. Well, that's the power of mikvah. It doesn't become tame. Shemamayim taharim kil kamam asim kumsam abeis. Again, this is really kumsam abeis discussion. It's not really a discussion for now. So the water remains tor, you can use that water to matar the second hand. You have to make sure that the whole hand is washed. You only poured it into your palm, and you didn't wash the back of your hands, into the tila kiroi. So if you didn't do a proper natila, then your hand remains tome, and then it's matame the water.
Hold on. So you're saying that if I wash my hands, let's say, again, I wash like this, and I never turn it over, I never do shif-shif, that I effectively have not done anything?
Correct.
That's frightening.
Yes, it is. He ikr. The ikr psak is not like the Rebbe Tam. And the Ramah says, therefore, the chachil you should not do it. He says, not the chachil shouldn't do it. It doesn't work. So if you get water again, you have to wash again. But that much will be machmer. According to the Ben Tam, you were yotzei, so you don't make a bracha the second time.
So it's so bad that you have to wash all over again if you don't wash the front and the back of the hand.
It's so bad you have to dry your hands and start over again. You can't even leave that and have any water on your hand in that situation, because the water is tameh, and water which is tameh, the only way water is matire, water which is tameh, is through the process of doing the chazal gave you natila one and then natila two. If water became tameh for another reason, so then that water is a problem and will not become torah through natila. So you still have tameh to get water on your hands, which will be matame your hands after you finish your natila, because the water is there.
But hold on. So wait a second. Let's say again.
This is really a discussion later on. We're not there yet. We're not even there yet. Just it's impossible to discuss A without B. But really, B is later on. So let's.
Bottom line is you have to have dry hands before you do
this. Not necessarily so. It's interesting then that if water gets on your hand, not l'shem the tila, that Mishabura's psak is that water is not problematic. But you put water in your hands, a shame on tila, but you do a puzzle on the tila, that water becomes tummy, and that water would be a problematic water. Chazin shows any water, you should always start with dry hands. He also, but the Mishabura pass is not like that. So if you go to wash and you the keli, is the handle is wet, wow. So that water is not a problem, according to Mishabura. Right?
But if you had like washed your hands, you'd use the bathroom, you're washing hands with soap and.
Right, so according to Mishabura, you don't have to dry your hands before you wash afterwards. According to Mechazin Yeshua, we'll see later on. Okay. So that's some of the lochas of defining the kli. So the Siv Zayin, he starts talking about the loch of Karach Gavra. Siv Zayin is quite long. Let's at least do the Mechabra, and we'll have to leave the Mishabura for tomorrow. I just want to point out, tomorrow we're meeting by my house.
Oh.
Okay.
Can I trouble you to text me or email me your address?
Blinetter. Okay.
Your house at 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock, yeah. Sir Shivoy Amayim Karach Noisen. The water has to, there's a requirement of Karach Gavra that has to come from a person pouring it. Okay? Fikach. Tzinor had Shadova Mayim in a yard b'shefet bo. There is some type of a tube which draws water from the yor, the irrigation canals. Okay? Meshach l'men of Mayim l'hashkos asod. So it has some type of a draws the water and then it pours it out into the canals. So you have some type of machine which does that. And you liten yod of the soicher kreishi yikalcho amayim aleim. So I'll put my hands right below where the water is pouring. That's not karech noisim. Nei she'enam boi mi karech odin. It's not coming from a person pouring it. Shekar posa karech ha-shefech. So even if it's done by a person pouring it, you have a slave standing on the other side pouring it, right? But as it goes through, he pours it into this machine which lifts the water over the hump and then pours it into the next thing. So as it comes out already, it's not him pouring it anymore, and that's the gravity which is pulling it down, not him. If where you have this fellow pouring into this machine, which will then pull it over the hump. So if you put your hands right near where he's pouring, even like right, not mamash under it, but like right next to where it's getting into the kli, that water is still coming from him. So that would be called mekayach gavra. Al bisha enam mesim v'satachas shvicha mamash also l'tvila tila. Because man shem kribim l'makam shvicha adayim mekayach heim boyim. V'hit lo yadol l'soich atzina rezel. You put your hands into this unit. Enam taris mekayach tvila. We didn't mention that you can be matar your hands by sticking them into a mikvah, but it's not a mikvah. This is a mayim shuvim. It was held in a kli. It was poured. I mean, this is enlucha mayim shuvim gadol mizeh. So you don't have an option of a mikvah. You have to use the tila purposes. V'hani mili b'dorel sheshevik v'noisel l'soich hatzinah atzma. So we have the guy picking it up, pouring it into this trough or whatever it is, which then brings it over to the other side and now falls into the canal. So there's this trough, he's pouring in one end of the trough and then it runs down the trough and comes up the other side. Okay? So he mamash picks up in a kli, pours it into the trough, and that continues. Well, let's say so let's say it's not such a high gap. So here's where your water's coming from the river, and here's your hump. And you can sort of like use your hands to force the water up into the trough. So you never really draw the water out of the water. You just make a wave, and the wave gets it over the hump. So that water is still considered mechuber back to the river. It's not mayim shuvim. So over there, in memshah some of the tzinur, mehidva b'yodav taharis teshuvim shim shichua tisheir. Philadelphia benoyes in the sechach chrita atzmoi. Now, let's say you actually pick it up and pour it. Imadlich nokav me'achurav, v'kadis mashka, v'yosh yashovet derech piv l'tziner mekalech me'achurav li'or. So you have this interesting kli, which has a hole in the bottom. So as you're pouring, some of the water is still pouring back out into the water over here. So there's water here through the kli and into the other side. So it's fully connected. Barsha Shaifik Dark P Belkinum Kalach Makurov Lior. Matwas Yadai Mutar is the Khshivi Kilo Hitl Bayor. So that this water over here is connected back to the water over there, because that Kli is not a Kli. The next is that Machabra Kli Lior, Khshivi Maim Shabatsin of Mukhabar Mamay Mayor. All the water is all connected, and it's all one unit. I'll be the Nitzah Kazat. So for full-fledged halachas of tevila, this will not work. But for the halachas of the tevila, that's efficient. They say that's not good even for the tevila either. Now we do require a halacha of kli. So the Ramah throws in over here, if you have something which is made out of stone, it's mechuber it's attached to the wall, it's part of the wall. It's mechuber, the karka is not a kli, so you can't wash from it. But if you made it a kli lechatchil and then you attach it afterwards, so then it doesn't lose its shame kli. Okay, let's hold it over here.